Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Yud Zayin. We are up to Siv Beis, the last line on Kuf Lamed Beis. We're about to turn on to page 264. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Ein mevorachin al hareach, elo imkein nase lo hareach. As we have been discussing, you do not make a bracha on a smell unless it was made for a smell, for a good smell. Hilkach, therefore, ein mevarachin al besamim shel mesim. Therefore, we do not make a bracha on the besamim that are by dead bodies. Hanasunim lamalo me'amita that are placed above the mita. She'enam elo lahavir sirchonil shel mes. Those spices are only there to remove the bad smell of the mace. They're not there for a positive smell, they're there to remove a negative smell. Aval nesunim lamata, but those spices that are placed lower down, that are not there to get rid of the bad smell of the mace, so then, mevarachin, you do make a bracha on those spices. Shani omer l'chvod ha'chayim heim asuyim. These spices, we say, are there for the honor of the living, and they're not there to remove the bad smell of the mace. V'chein ein mevarachin al besamim shel beis hakisei. We also will not make a bracha on spices that are in the beis hakisei. V'lo al shemen ha'osri lahavir es hazuama. We also will not make a bracha on the oils that are made to remove the dirt. So says the Mishnah Berurah on page 264, Sivkaton Ches Nesuna Lamata. This was by the mace, not the ones that are there to remove the bad smell of the mace, but rather those that are there for the Kavod HaChayim. So Nesuna Lamata Hainu Lifnei Mitaso. It's placed in front of the mita that the mace is on. Sivkaton Tes Lichvod HaChayim Kidei Sheyarichu VeYehonu. It's there so they should smell it and they should get pleasure. It's a positive smell and therefore you would make a bracha. Sivkaton Yud Al Besamim Shal Beis Akisei. There's no bracha. Shemoach istemis lebeis akisei lahavir hareach ro. The way the Mishnah Berurah explains this case is they are spices that a sensitive person, a finicky person, brings into the beis akisei to remove the bad smell. So the Mishnah Berurah says, imholech adam, if another person goes, umeriach merachok, and he smells from afar, reach besamim elu, these spices that the person that's finicky is bringing into the beis hakisei, ain't sarach levarach. The other person who smells it does not need to make a bracha. Kevan de ba'olim lo asom elo lahavia reach ra. Since the owner of these spices that's bringing it to the beis hakisei has only brought them to remove a bad smell, and therefore someone else who smells it, even if it's geshmak to him, he does not make a bracha. Vafilu b'miskavin l'ariach nami ein mevarich. Even if he's mechavin for the smell, he doesn't make a bracha. Now the Shaar HaTzion points out in Tes Vav, we're not going to read it. Kal v'chomer, the one who's bringing it to the beis hakisei, he obviously can't make a bracha in the beis hakisei. He would not make a bracha as well. But we're going to see the Shaar HaTzion in Oz Tes Zayin. On that which Mishnah Berurah said, even if the other person smells it and he's mechavin for the smell, he doesn't make a bracha. Kein kosav behedya b'shita mekubetzes perik elu dvarim, v'chein kosav magen avron v'agro. The ayim the primogodim shemitzadid. Look at the primogodim who leans to say the bazeh afilu notel adam acher kedei lahariach bo nami inim mevarich. Even if the other person then takes the spices that the first person brought into the beis hakisei to take away the bad smell, someone else takes it in his hand in order to smell it, he doesn't make a bracha. Vigora me esrog, and this is worse than the case of esrog. The gamkein stama lo lareach koyin. Esrog also is not there stam for the smell. Vafilu hachi im notlo kedei lareach mevarich. If you pick up an esrog to smell it, you make a bracha. Even though it's not made for smell, it's made for eating. There, picking it up to smell, you do make a bracha. Over here, it wasn't made for smell, for a positive smell. So if you pick it up, even for a positive smell, you will still not make a bracha. What's the chiluk? Mishum de bazen nase lechatchila beferish lahavir asirchon velo lareach. These spices that are going to the beis hakisei are made explicitly to remove a bad smell and not for a positive smell. Gara tfei, therefore it's worse. So the esrog is made be'ikr for achila. So you take it having in mind the reyach, you can make a bracha. But these spices were made specifically not for a good smell. They were made to remove a bad smell. But just because you find a geshmak, even if you have kavana for the smell, you pick it up in your hands for that reason, you still will not make a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkaton Yud Aleph Ha'Asri Lahavir. The Mishnah Berurah then said, on oil that is used to remove sweat, you do not make a bracha. Kigon Odom Shegufo Maziah Harbe. For example, a person who sweats a lot. Vitzarech Losuch Gufo B'Shamne B'Savim Lahavir Zuhamas Hazeya. and he needs to smear onto his body oils that smell nice in order to remove the dirty, sweaty smell, shereicha ra. So you can't make a bracha on that. V'chein kisha'ochel v'yodav mizuhamo. So too, someone who eats and his hands are dirty. Machma shenogo v'yodav ba'acholim. Because he touched with his hands the food, his hands are dirty. V'soch yodav b'shemen. And therefore he smears on his hands oil. Nami einu b'varach. He also doesn't make a bracha. Degam b'ze ikaru l'havir azuhama v'lo l'hariach. This is all to remove dirt. The deodorant or whatever spices he's putting on his body because he sweats a lot is not there for a positive reason. It's a sur meiratz to get rid of the bad smell. There is no bracha. Our little handy-dandy sanitizer over here, if you like the smell, you want to make a bracha on it. It's only there to clean your hands, to remove the dirt. It's not there for a positive smell. So even if you enjoy it, there would be no bracha. Now the oils that you're smearing on your hands to get rid of the bad smell of the food, it doesn't matter if it's regular oil or it's a far simon oil, which is very chashiv. Either way, ubechol inyan ein mevarach aleim shum bracha. There is no bracha on any of this smelling oil. Kevan shelobo ela losalek azuama. Since these smelling oils are only there to get rid of the zuama, to get rid of the dirt, there is no bracha. Again, even if your kavana is for a positive, you love the smell, you would still not make a bracha. Let's look at note number 6. Similar idea, but v'chein sabon reichani. Someone has a soap that has a nice smell to it. Aruch HaShulchan writes, she'ein mevarachin al reichel. You don't make a bracha on its smell. Lefi she'ikarohu b'chdei l'havir ezuamos haguf arosh. The purpose of soap is to get rid of the dirt from the body and the head, and therefore there is no bracha on the most geschmack smelling shampoo or soap. There is no bracha to be made on that smell. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Gimel, Mugmur shemegamrin boes akelim ein mevarachin alav. Now we discussed mugmur already, and we said in the last sermon that you do make a smell on mugmur. That was when you put the spices on the coals to enjoy the smell. But over here what you're doing is you're putting the spices on the coals in order to make a nice smell in your kelim or your garments that are above the coals. So mugmur shemegamrin boes akelim. So it's a mugmer that your purpose is to make a nice smell in the kelim. Ein mevarchin alav. You don't make a bracha on that. Lefi shelo naser lahariach ba'atzmo shel mugmer. It wasn't made to smell the mugmer itself. Elo kedei litein reach ba'kelim. It's only there to give a smell in the kelim. It's not for human smell. It wasn't made for that purpose, and therefore there's no bracha. V'chein hameiriach ba'kelim shehem mugmarim ein mevarich. And so too, if you smell kelim that had the mugmer done to them, and they smell geshmak, you also don't make a bracha. Lefi she'ein ikker. There's no mamushus of what you are smelling in those garments or in those kelim. El reach below ikker. All you have is a reach below ikker. There is no bracha on a reach with no ikker. We discuss details about that in the Mishavura and the Biralacha, but if there's no mamushus that you can get your hands on, there is no bracha, even if it is the most geshmak smell. Let's see the Mishavura Sivkot and Yudbeis. So mugmar shesorfin b'samim, you're burning up spices on coals. Uma'avirin kelim o begodim al gav oshen ha'b'samim, and you are passing over vessels or garments on top of the smoke with the smell. V'niklar ha'reach b'kelim o begodim, and the smell gets absorbed into the vessels of the garment. Ein mevarchin alav sekat en yud gimel. Bein ha'megamer be'atzma, whether you are the one who is performing the mugmer, bein adam acher sheholech ha'mariach, or another person who happens to walk by, takes the smell, it's geshmak, no bracha on anyone when the mugmer is done for the kelim. Sekotan yudal lefi shelo nasa, it's not made for smell. Miu, however, in this case, in miskaven ligmur kelov, vegan lo hariach, if your intention was to give a nice smell to your kelim and to enjoy the smell of the spices burning on the coals at the same time, tzarech levarech alav, then you would make a bracha on it. Deha omed gam lareach, then it's omed lareach. So if you have both kavanas, both to enjoy the smell of the spices going on the coals and to make the garments or kelim on top to smell geshmak, then there would be a bracha. It would be like regular mugmer that we learned in the last simon. Sivkotan tezvav, elo reach below. We said this is reach below ikur, therefore there's no bracha. Smelling the garment. Ubalei batim she'ein lohem b'samim la'riach b'motzei Shabbos Kodesh. So people in their houses, they have no besamim to smell on Motzei Shabbos. V'notlin medoicha shedochu ba besamim. So they take a spice smasher in which they have smashed spices. V'niklat bareach, and it has absorbed the smell of the spices that have been smashed inside of it. U'mirichim u'mivarchim. And they are smelling it and they're making a bracha. Birchasan levatalahu. That is a 100% bracha levatala, because there's no mamashas of the spices. The spices were smashed there last week. They're not there now. And therefore that is a smell that has ein lo ikar. There is no bracha kimosha kasav kan shehireach she'ein lo ikar. Now before we read the biralocha, I want to go back to a previous biralocha. If you turn back two pages, the Geshmak of Biralocha about the Esrog, I don't think that I read the last line of that Biralocha on page 262, the last line of the Biralocha. He writes, V'day, you should know, de'im memashmesh be'esrog. If a person is touching the Esrog, v'nishar ha'reach biyado oba beged, and there remains a smell on his hand or on his garment from touching the Esrog, eino mevarech al oso ha'reach klal l'kuli alma. He will not make a bracha on that smell at all, ever, according to anyone, afilu b'shayimos hashana. Even if it has nothing to do with the chag, like we discussed earlier in that bir halacha, it's not sukkahs. Just tam, you have the smell of the Esrog on your hand or your garments, there is no bracha. She'reach zeh ein lo ikar. This bracha on a smell is only if there is mamoshes of something you are smelling. If it's the spice smasher that smashed spices last week, there's nothing there, no bracha. The esrog touched your hand, it smells geshmak, you can smell it all day, there's no bracha. I'd like to read the biralocha over here on page 264 now. El areach below ikar. Says the biralocha. Nearly it appears to me. Dilafize, according to this. Gam bebeis habosem. Even in the house where there are spices, like we discussed last night, you walk into a store that sells spices. We said you make a bracha. But zokta bi'alocha, if there's a beis habosem ein mevarchin, you don't make a bracha. Elo im kein habesamim gluyim umeirichim. It has to be that the spices that are in the store when you walk in are open, they're revealed, and there's actual mamoshes that's giving off smell at that time. Aval im habesamim munachim b'tzlochios. But if the besamim is closed up in a little flask, v'heim stumos, and they are sealed, she'ein ha'reach bokas mehan, there's no smell coming out right now from the containers that are holding the spices, elo she'meiriach b'bayis. But you still have a geshmak, a smell in the house. Machma sheposchin osam b'chol shah. They're opened up all the time for people to try them out. V'areach bokeh v'olam. The smell goes around the room and it stays in the room. V'nimsa behemshech hayom habayis nimla reach. So the house is smelling geshmak and it's beautiful because the containers are open and closed. But right now when you walk in, everything is closed and it smells geshmak. V'kigon zeh ein levarach. In that case, you cannot make a bracha on those spices. The reach she'ein lo ikar. That's a reach she'ein lo ikar. Even though it came from an ikar when they were open, but right now there is no ikar. Everything is closed. There's no spices exposed. So the smell that you are smelling as geshmak as it is, that's a reach she'ein ikar, no bracha. Just like over here, if your garments were over the mugmer and they got a great smell and you smell the garments afterwards, there's no mamoshes, that's a reish in liquor, there is no bracha. The Ra'ah writes even a greater chiddush than this. Even like we learned in the last siman, and we saw this Ra'ah quoted, if you're putting down spices on the coals in order to enjoy the smell, so he said you make a bracha on that smell. So we paskin that you don't need to have the spices still around. Even if they get totally burnt up, it was okay. The Ra'ah was the one that held that the spices had to still be around. Once the spices are all burnt up on the coals and the smoke comes up, then it's already too late according to the Ra'ah. So says the Biralocha. Ugedola mizu kasav harab halachos shegam gabe mugmer gufa. Even when the mugmer itself, when you're smelling it, ima mugmer kala be'esh. If the mugmer was already burnt up, the spices were burnt up in the fire, shuv ein mevarchin, you no longer make a bracha. Even though we learned earlier, we don't paskin like the Ra'ah. Once the mamashas, the spices, is placed on the coals, and that caused the smoke to go up with the smell, even though the spices are gone, you still make a bracha according to us. Hainu davka gabi mugmer, that's specifically in that case by mugmer, shegacheles habesamim kaim al kaponim. Because they're the coals that the spices were on, at least the coals are around. And they grabbed on to the spices, so it's like there's mamashas around according to us. Aval benidom didom, but our case over here, shatzlochios stumos, where the containers are closed up, The ein shum reach b'mehen, and there's no smell coming out of the actual spices right now. Ela shenikla mitchila ba'avir reach ba'alma. You only have the smell that's hovering around in the air itself. Mistabra she'ein levarach azeh. That you will not make a bracha on. The bottom line says the Be'alocha, if you hold an esrog in your hand or in your garment, and afterwards you're smelling your hand, there's no bracha. You have a spice smasher that smells geschmack, but there are no spices in it. You have an old besam container that had the besam for a long time, it smells really nice, but there's no besam in it. All these things are real shein lo ikir. You cannot make a smell. And the biggest chiddush is what the Be'alocha just said. You walk into a spice store and the smell is amazing, but you notice that everything's closed, if you happen to notice that. So even though it smells amazing, because they were open and closed the whole day, but right now they're all closed, that smell is a real shame. Mamash, you cannot make a bracha. We will stop here and continue vaitu with Sivdalad Amir Tzashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.